going into new business. First item under new business is Hope Card presentation. And I see Noah Marlier coming to the podium. Please introduce yourself, and the podium is yours. We're looking forward to hearing this.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair and supervisors, for having me. It's an honor, truly. I'm here tonight as your Montgomery County Prothonotary. My name is Noah Marlier, for those who don't know me. I was first elected in 2019, re-elected in 2023, and going to give you a little bit of an overview real quick about what the heck a prothonotary is, just for those who might not know. I'm sure you all know, but it's where you file civil legal filings, civil legal papers. So not criminal matters, but any civil legal filing comes through the prothonotary's office. We have over 100 different kinds of filings. As you see up on the screen, there are landlord-tenant matters, so residents of Upper Marion who are evicted from their home, they can appeal that eviction through the prothonotary's office. Folks that are getting divorced, custody cases, liens, name changes, people that are suing folks or, you know, getting sued and filing answers, all of that gets filed in the prothonotary's office. What I'm here to talk to you specifically about tonight is our Protection from Abuse Department, PFA. Now, a PFA is basically a restraining order. We know them as restraining orders, most of us, because we watch movies, we watch TV shows, and in California, they're called restraining orders, and most of the movies and TV shows are made in California. But in some states, they're called PFAs, Protection from Abuse. My office is an incredible resource for survivors of domestic violence, and that's why I'm here tonight, because I want the leaders of Upper Marion to spread this word. We have 4 PFA analysts. We have 1 supervisor, a really, really great team of people, staff members of mine, who assist 30 to 50 folks a week, 30 to 50. So just backing up just a second, I do have 28 staff members. We have 2 offices here in Montgomery County. We have 1 right in Norristown that has 24 of our staff members, and then 4 of our staff members are at our Willow Grove Annex, obviously in Willow Grove. But our PFA analysts specifically help these survivors. So 30 to 50 folks a week that come in, and domestic violence does not discriminate. It does not discriminate based on race, does not discriminate based on gender. We see folks who are being abused, elderly folks who are being abused by their adult children. We see same-sex couples abuse within those relationships. We do see women abusing men, but the vast majority of what we see are women being abused by men. So a lot of these folks that come into my office are women, oftentimes with children in tow. There is a court care system in Montgomery County, a wonderful program that can look after these children while their mothers are in court. But oftentimes these women have bruises on their arms, on their face, from being abused that morning or the night before. When they come to my office, it's not an easy process. Now, the goal is to make it a little bit easier. As an elected official, that's the goal. But it's not an easy process. And I want to set those expectations for folks right up front. They got to come to court administration. There's a 25-page packet. And now that's a state packet. I can't do anything about that. But 25-plus pages, I think it's actually 26 or 27 pages, that they have to fill out in court administration, come to my office. My PFA analysts pump in that information into a state system called PFAD. Then they go to court, and they go to see a judge, and they have a hearing on a temporary PFA. Then they come back to my office, the prothonotary's office, and my folks pump in the information from the order from the judge. Then they have to go to the sheriff's office to have that PFA served, that order served on the defendant. Because that first hearing oftentimes is not with both parties. It's just with the survivor. And then within 10 days, that survivor has to come back to court for a hearing to have a final PFA potentially issued. And at that time, the defendant can come and they'll present their side of the story, and the judge will have to determine whether the final PFA will be granted. So as you folks can see, this process is tedious. It can be cumbersome, and it can be very challenging for folks in any time, let alone in a moment in their life where they've just been abused in a relationship. So again, my goal as an elected official, and I say this as often as I can, and I know all five of you, and I know that you would agree with this. When I wake up in the morning, I ask one question. How can I help people who need help the most? That's it. That's what I'm doing as Prothonotary. That's what you all do as supervisors. You find the people that need the help, and you help them, right? No matter what, whatever that might look like. Well, in this situation, for what I'm doing, what it looks like is removing some of those barriers, some of those hurdles that I was just talking about, making it a little bit easier for survivors to get help. So a couple years ago, we launched two initiatives, and I've been going all around the county for the last 2 years. There's a lot of municipalities here in Montgomery County, and we've been going all around to all 62 of those municipalities. That's the goal. Talking about, number one, our Hope Card program. So when a judge issues that final order I was just talking about, it's going to look like this. It's going to be regular size pages, and your solicitor, John Walco, he's a great attorney. He and I were at the DA's office together, and he and I both know that a survivor of domestic violence is not carrying around this order, right? They're just not doing it. It's too much. They may have it in their glove compartment, maybe. They most likely have it at their home. And this order is important because this order is what protects these survivors. A judge is saying that the abuser cannot go near that person. The judge is saying all sorts of things about maybe firearms or, you know, any restrictions on that perpetrator. But again, the survivor's not gonna have that on her person, most likely. I, as the Prothonotary, by statute, have to send that order to everybody who gets one. But what I'm also sending is a Hope Card. It's a credit card-sized document. It's easy to put in someone's purse, easy to keep in your wallet. On one side is the pertinent information from this order. The PFAD number, that's the state number, so that your police officers, and we did this in conjunction with the police chiefs, with the district attorney, Kevin Steele, your police officers, if they're in the King of Prussia Mall and a woman has her abuser following her, she can go right up to them and say, I have a Hope Card, officer. I have a PFA against this man. And it can maybe cut corners a little bit, save some time, be a little more efficient for your officers because they can see the PFAD number immediately and type that right into their system and have all the information they need. And on the back, also on the front, is the plaintiff and defendant's name. So the pertinent information from that order. On the back of that Hope Card are resources here in Montgomery County for survivors. Victim Services Center of Montgomery County, Laurel House, the Women's Center. Because not every survivor has the wherewithal at any given time just to go and get that help. They have to be in that space to be able to feel they can do that. So what this card does is it gives them the information they need so that when they are ready to get that help, they can do it. So I'm very, very proud of the Hope Card. This is a first of its kind here in Pennsylvania. Washington State, by law, every single county has to send one. Massachusetts is looking to make it into law. Just got contacted by a member of the ABA, a judge, who's looking to take this nationwide, and they see what we're doing here in Montgomery County. And I just had that contact just today. So my hope is that this goes nationwide, and I think it will, because I think it's a really important resource. So the second initiative is, remember a few minutes ago I was talking about that 25-plus page packet that someone has to fill out before they get even before a judge. Well, now we are just the second county in Pennsylvania where someone can do that electronically anywhere with an internet hookup. They don't have to come to the courthouse and do this 27-page packet. They can do it from the comfort of their own home. They can do it from a library. They can do it from a friend's house. If they finish some of the electronic packet, it's going to be waiting for them in court administration within 4 days. So they can go and three or four pages are filled out. At least it saves that amount of time. This was one of those big parts of that process I was talking about a few minutes ago. So instead of someone being in the courthouse, maybe let's say for 6 hours, which is not uncommon, maybe they're only in the courthouse for four. So lowering those hurdles, getting rid of that barrier, I think is a great thing for these survivors. It's a challenging situation as is, but if we can make it so they don't have to spend time as much time in court, that's the goal. Again, we are only the second county in the state to do this, and I'm really, really proud of these initiatives. So I'm here before all of you because I want you to spread the word. I want you to talk to your police chief, just, you know, remind him. He's got a lot on his plate. It's a busy township and a big police force, but just remind him about the Hope Cards. I want you to tell your residents that the Prothonotary's office is a resource for survivors. And if you could spread that word, I'd really appreciate it. And I'll take any questions you might have.
Is the Hope Card just for our county then? So if they go outside of the county lines, it's not recognized?
That's a great question. So it wouldn't be recognized necessarily as an official document, although it does have, and I'll bring it up to you, the Montgomery County seal, although that's now outdated, so we'll have to correct that. But it would be recognized because the PFAD number is a statewide number. So they may not know what a Hope Card is because other counties aren't doing it, but they know what a PFAD number is, and they'd be able to look that up quickly. I'm going to pass this up to Supervisor Phillips.
My other question is, typically from the beginning of someone starting this process to the end, when they have an issue of the PFA, how long is that process typically?
Yeah. So it all depends upon, there's a few different avenues to go. Someone can come into my office and get a PFA, and that's a civil document, by the way, a civil order. It's not criminal. Sometimes abuse situations involve criminal behavior, right? Someone might be charged, the perpetrator might be charged with a crime, and there's a PFA, and so that can drag things out. But if someone comes to my office to get a PFA, they will be seen that day. You need to come before 1 o'clock. Okay, come before 1 o'clock because the process does last a few hours. So if you come before one, we can most assuredly get you through that day. You can get in front of a judge and get the order. Then you'll have to come back within 10 days to have the final hearing. And then typically the judge will issue an order that of protection for 6 months to 3 years. But it's basically a 10-day process typically.
So I just want to kind of go back. So you have the ability to now fill out the packet online. You said it'd be available in the Prothonotary's office 4 days later?
You can access the electronic PFA petition on my website. When you fill it out, whether it's partially filled out or fully filled out, it will be a court administration within the next 4 days. So the first place you go for a PFA is to court administration to fill out the packet. So you would go there first, check in, and then you come over to my office, the Prothonotary's office.
Okay, but is there a way to shorten that process? Because a lot of PFAs, especially on the emergency side, and I'm sure, I don't know if Mr. Wax, when he was practicing family law, was involved in this process, but a lot of those are like of emergency nature. Something happened either the night before. It seems to me 4 days is an awful long period to wait to be able to kind of get in and get done.
Yeah, let me just be very clear. It will be there for the next 4 days. It's there instantaneously.
Okay, so
anytime in the next 4 days.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, so let's say you're filling it out. You do 5 pages. You go, what the? This packet's crazy. You know, this is so long, and get fed up with it, right? A couple days later, you go, you know what? I'm going to go into the court administration and fill out the remainder of that packet. It's still going to be there.
Sure. Okay.
It's there instantaneously. I'm glad you brought up emergency PFAs. Mm-hmm. So for as long as anyone can remember, there's been this donut hole, the middle of the day, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, where the emergency PFAs, so to get an emergency PFA, you would go before your local district judge. The emergency PFAs are for when the courts are closed. How that's been interpreted has been when the courts close at 4:15, around that time period. The problem is that the courts have been closed to PFAs after 1 o'clock for a while now because we just can't get through them. If you come in at 3:59, you're not going to be able to get through this entire process. So there was this period of time between 1 and 4 where you couldn't get an emergency PFA because the courts weren't technically closed, so you couldn't go to a district judge, but you couldn't get it through the courts. I've worked with the district judges and court administration just within the last few weeks. The president judge has signed an order saying that close of business means 1 o'clock. So now, anyone who needs a PFA from 1 o'clock on through the evening, if it's an emergency, you would go to your local police station, go to call the online district judge or the on-call district judge, and be able to get that emergency PFA.
And can you explain more what happens after that emergency? Because that's not for, so when you go and do the ex parte portion, meaning you go get to the court of men, you get the packet done, it gets sent over to your office, it gets docketed, and you end up in front of a judge. That PFA is instantaneous. It's in place, but it's in place for 10 days. Nothing, it doesn't expire. But with an emergency before a district justice, it's much more finite, and then you have to go back through the official process.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Supervisor. So basically, you get an emergency PFA that is good until the court close of business, I believe, is the rule the next day. So in other words, it's a Sunday night, you get an emergency PFA, it's good until the end of business on Monday for the courts, but you need to come in to get the temporary PFA. That emergency PFA is only good, like you said, for a finite period of time. It is an important tool because the county does have a period of time now with Black Friday, now a holiday for the county. There is a 4-day period of time now during the year where there are the county courts are closed. So that emergency PFA is very important.
More comment than a question. I am on the Prothonotary website right now, and there's a lot of good information about the Hope Card program. I'm certainly happy to share it on my social, and perhaps our public information officer can include that in the next Township e-newsletter or subsequent Township e-newsletter. Thanks for coming tonight.
Oh, thank you, Supervisor Wax, and I would welcome that. And we are changing up our website. The county's doing an overhaul, so check back in a couple weeks. Let me tell you, it's going to be much improved.
That's a guarantee.
The guarantee. My outreach director, Ann Cornell, is this lady waving back here. She's incredible, and she's been working very hard on it, Supervisor. So our portion of the website is what I can speak to.
We appreciate you sharing this information and a valuable tool, absolutely. And I'm proud that our county is doing something like this to protect our residents. So thank you.
Thank you for having me, Chairwoman. Really appreciate it. I'm going to come up and get that Hope Card. Maybe, hopefully it made it all the way down.